Excellencies, heads of state and government, distinguished ladies and gentlemen. It is a well-known fact that agriculture is inherently sensitive to climate conditions and is amongst the sectors most vulnerable to weather and climate risks. Throughout history, extremes of heat and cold, droughts and floods, and various forms of adverse weather have often wreaked havoc on agricultural systems. Just recently, India has had to import in the order of 30,000 tons of rice due to extended drought. A few weeks ago, the Philippines was forced to buy over 600,000 tons of rice following the spate of typhoons that affected the rice-producing areas of that country. Other examples abound throughout the world, and these extreme impacts will continue into the future as they are present today on all continents. Understanding the risks posed by the current season-to-season variability of rainfall, its multiple impacts, and clearly defined risk management frameworks to cope with it are therefore most important. Risk assessments and specific actions to reduce, hedge, transfer, or mitigate risks, as we all know, the very markets of agricultural commodities and global trade, are driven by the most sophisticated use of available weather and climate data, information, and services, which are linked, for example, to agricultural yields, etc. These, therefore, make it essential to develop and integrate agricultural mitigation and adaptation frameworks for climate change into sustainable development planning at national and regional levels to cope with projected impacts of climate change. It is a fact that good science-based monitoring and early warning systems are needed to effectively manage weather and climate risks and their impact on agriculture and food security. However, a significant gap exists at present. All models that you use at current to make decisions are largely global models which are operating or developed at resolutions of between 50 and 100 kilometers and more. It is clear that for adaptation and adaptation requirements, models that are appropriately worked at scales of 5 to 25 kilometer resolution are an important requirement for decision making into the future. Comprehensive and sound climate services to effectively deal with issues such as droughts, floods, and cyclones are now being sought by all countries in virtually every sector of society. As a result, the WMO and its partners convened the World Climate Conference 3 recently in Geneva, to which some of you were present, and the quest to provide nations with the opportunity to jointly consider an appropriate global framework for climate services over the coming decades that would help ensure that every country and every climate-sensitive sector of society, including agriculture, are well-equipped to access and apply the growing array of climate prediction and information services. It is within this framework that WMO is happy to continue the effort in the Global Framework for Climate Services, and in this respect, look forward to strengthening the partnership with all the Rome-based UN agencies and with you at the national level through appropriate institutions, including National Meteorological and Hydrological Services, in meeting the challenge of providing timely and effective climate services within the Global Framework for Climate Services, which can help address the issue of climate risks and the impacts on global food security. Madam Chair, I thank you.